since Grandma and Grandpa, they came from the Philippines, how was it like being a child with parents from another country? Growing up in another country?
Well, your grandparents came over to the United States in the 1960s, and there was a wave of immigration for Filipinos to the States, and it was a professional wave of immigration. Your grandpa is an architect, and grandma is a nurse. And so that was the purpose of them coming to the States. And there were a lot of challenges and a lot of good things about being second generation. One of the challenges I had was growing up in a predominantly all Caucasian city and being one of the few Filipino families in town.
What city was this?
Diamond Bar. And at that time, right now, it's pretty diverse, but at that time in the 1980s and 70s, it was predominantly white. So we did face some racism, and culturally it was very different. There were a lot of different cultural norms. Like when you go over to a friend's house, things just look different. People just talk differently. So there was a lot to get used to.
Since Grandma and Grandpa came from the Philippines, did they bring any cultures like into, you know, the American homes?
Sure. Yeah, sure they did. First, they brought their language, of course. So in the household, they spoke Tagalog. But one of the things that they really wanted us to assimilate, so they actually only taught us English. We only learned a little bit of Tagalog. So, you know, of course there was a different language being spoken in the house, and then the food was much different. Filipino food was often cooked, and also just family dynamics. I think in general, Filipino families, you know, they tend to be a little bit more strict and a little bit less open and conversational with their kids.
Were they like that, or?
I think they, you know, as you see them now, and they're a little bit older, and they're much more gentle and a little bit kinder. But when we were growing up, it was a very strict household. I mean, we really didn't talk to them about our friends, or let alone dating, or really what was going on in school. I mean, we didn't really have open conversations, and that was pretty typical amongst most second-generation Filipinos.
Would you want them to have, like, a different way to raise you guys?
Well, you know, when you look back on anything, really, it's always, things seem to be much clearer when you look back at things. Of course, you'd like things to be different, but overall, I think they did their best, which is all that you can ask from a parent. You know, they provided us with a really nice home in a really safe neighborhood, and we always went to really nice, safe schools, and I think that was their way of providing. Parents find a different way to provide. Sometimes it's emotional support, financial support, and I think, you know, their way of really showing us that they loved and cared for us was raising us in a very safe, nice neighborhood. Do I wish I had a little bit more open of a relationship? Probably. I think so. But I think that just wasn't the norm for them. So it's hard to do something that's not normal for you.
Was there anything that you learned from them that helped you raise me?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's a good question. I think first and foremost, just putting a value in school and in education. We always were raised with the mindset that education was really important, and not just to get a job, but to develop you as a person. And also just with discipline. I definitely discipline you differently than my parents disciplined us, but I think discipline provides you with a lot of freedom, actually. When you have structure in your life, then you are free to do other creative things, if that makes sense. So, importance on education and discipline is something I learned from them.
Okay.
And also respect. There's a lot of respect to your elders in Filipino culture. That's not so prevalent in all cultures, so... I think we do place an importance on respect for elders.
Okay. Thank you, Mom.